Now, that ends the first part of what I wanted to do tonight. That was just the message that the Lord laid on my heart. But I needed to spend just a couple of minutes, and I wanted to just kind of give you an update as to where am I. It's been 8 months since I have preached here. And in that time, a lot has happened. And I guess I need to start by saying thank you. Thank you for all your prayers, all your encouragements, and your expressions of love. But I want to just kind of give you a very brief explanation of what's happened. In November, I harvested over 2 million stem cells, barely enough to do a transplant. And it took 17 shots in 5 days to get the bare minimum. My body wasn't cooperating very well. But with the side effects, we got through it. I went into the hospital for 15 days, and I am completely convinced that whoever invented the hospital bed never slept on one. Okay, it is impossible to sleep in a hospital bed. And then when they come in at midnight and 2 in at 4, and I need your blood work and I need your Aventa, you know, how are you supposed to sleep? But anyways, I think it was probably for me, for 15 days, the sickest I'd ever been for such a long period of time. You know, they said to me when I went in the hospital, it would not be easy. So my motto was no pain, no gain. So on December 12th, I came home. When I was in the hospital, I brought a whole bunch of stuff to do, but I couldn't read. I really couldn't. But in the middle of all of that, God opened up doors of ministry to the staff. It was unbelievable. I gave away in 15 days over 20 books. I prayed with people numerous times. Even the head nurse. There's a whole story about that which I can't get into, but that was incredible. And the second day before I left, the day before I left, a nurse popped into my room about 8:30 that morning and said, "Hi, my name is," for lack of a better name, I'll call her Stephanie. And they have in the ward up there, they have a 22-bed ward up there. Just for transplants, all kinds of transplants. I mean, this is a whole big deal up there. And they have this little rectangle that you can walk around. You can't leave the ward once you're in there. They do have a little room over on the side where there's a treadmill and a little thing. But just walk around the outside. And I would always say hello. And she says, "You always said hello to me." And I came in to say hello to you. Well, 45 minutes later, she walked out with a book. She got prayed for. And she had a new lease on life. So December 12th, I came home, and I've done very well compared to what I was told I would feel like. One person told me that when they came home from the hospital, they took a shower and went to bed for 6 hours and slept. Didn't have that problem. They gave us a book. It was called Life After. They said they really should call it Afterlife. But in it, it tells you testimonies. And one person said, "Well, I went out to the mailbox to get my mail, and I had to sit in the driveway for 5 minutes because I was too tired to come back in. Then I had to come back in the house." That was some of the testimonies. It was like, great. Truly, that never happened. I mean, they said, "Well, you should have somebody around you for 24/7 for 10 to 14 days. After 2 days, Barbara, I'm not shopping." I said, "Go, I'm fine." You know, really. I mean, it was incredible how well I had done with all the prayer that I had been given. And unlike what I was told on Christmas Eve when I went back for a follow-up, I was said, "Yep, you can spend a couple hours with your family tomorrow for Christmas," which I was told I wouldn't be able to do because I'd be too sick. So, and every time that I've had a hard day or a hard time, God has always shown up some way, somehow, to reinvoke and recharge my spirit. It's incredible. You know, whether it's a phone call or a scripture or somebody dropped me a note in the mail. 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks? I think it was 2 weeks ago. I wasn't feeling great. When I get tired, you know, I don't have the fight to fight. I'm just tired. And I opened up my Facebook, and there was an instant message from a girl I hadn't seen in 20 years that graduated in 2000, who said to me, "I remember when you tutored me." And I'm sitting here studying some big scientific medical thing, and I was thinking about you, and I just wanted to drop you a line. I hadn't heard from her in 20 years. God knew I needed it that day. So I've got her address, I've got her phone number, I've developed a relationship. And one of the things I remember about this girl was, on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, after the kids would leave for Thanksgiving break weekend, I would stay and decorate my room for Christmas. And she was one of the kids that stayed after school till 7 o'clock at night decorating the room. So on Monday morning when they came back in, the room was like Christmas palace, you know. I couldn't do that today, but that's what I remember about her. Interestingly enough, in January, when we considered restarting the church on Thursday nights again, I had a real check in my spirit. When we had stopped our church meetings on November 8th, the last Thursday, because the following day I was going to start this whole procedure of harvesting my stem cells, we thought we'd pick up at the beginning of February, at some point. And I had this real check in my spirit, and 2 weeks later, I had 4 confirmations. Nope, don't do it. So, we don't have any more formal meetings right now. Last Thursday, we got the whole church together. One of the ladies in our church, her mother turned 104, so we had a big party for her. And we'll probably have picnics every couple months just to get everybody together. But right now, God has made it really clear. Nope, it's not what I have for you. So I continue to recuperate. Actually, I think I'm really past the recuperation stage. Now I'm really in the remission stage. When I went to the doctors this week, everyone's really pleased with my blood work. It really is amazing. And I said to the doctor, "Okay, where am I?" And this is what they said. They said, "Considering the sophisticated blood work that we have at this time, we don't see any cancer cells in your body." So I'm in the remission stage, believing for a complete healing this side of heaven, even though at this particular point there is medically no healing for this. So what do I need from you? Number one, last year I took a chemo pill. 2 weeks on, 1 week off at 25 milligrams. Right, my remission drug is the same pill at 10 milligrams, take it every day. I've developed a reaction to this drug, and I found out that one-third of people that go through transplant have this happen. So I go back Tuesday, and if the rash is not gone, I go on a really strong steroid to get rid of the rash. I don't want to go on that. I got enough drugs. So I really need some prayer that rash is gone. It hasn't gone yet. So that's my first thing I need. In June, September, and December, I have to go back to Wilmot, and all my vaccines have to be put back in. They're all gone. The medicine they gave me to clean out my immune system completely clears everything out. So I have to get my shots again. I really want to have continued opportunities to share. Monday, when I was at the gym, I take my little scripture cards, and I'm on the bicycle, and I'm going through my scripture cards. And when I was about done, the man next to me says, "Oh, you learning Shakespeare?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm a pastor, and I'm just doing my scriptures." And he and I developed a conversation. Well, funny about that, how that worked was, he was going to be at the Lipson Cancer Center the next morning at 10 o'clock when I had my appointment, because he's got a disease. Yeah, divine appointment, for sure. So I gave him my card, and the next day he gave me his information, And I gave him a copy of that book by Laura Story, When God Doesn't Fix It, which if you haven't heard about their book, go buy it. That's what I gave away 20 copies of at the hospital. So I'm hoping that we were going to have an interesting relationship with this man. But I want more of that. When the Lord spoke to me and said, no more formal meetings in your church. I had a meeting the last day of January. That was my real last meeting at Wilmot before I got turned over to Lipson, back to my regular doctor. And there was this excitement in my heart that what God had really laid on my heart was that I really wanted to be an encouragement to people who were entering in pre, during, or post-transplant, because I've gone through it. So I've called it the Barnabas Project. But I'll tell you something, it is tough getting this started. I need an open door here. I won't get into specifics, but that's what God's got on my heart right now. I mean, I know God, and God keeps putting people in my path for me to encourage one way or the other. So I know that this thing is what God's got on my heart. There's such an excitement in my heart, but the wheels of progress move awfully slow. I think sometimes they go in reverse. But I need prayer for that. I really need that thing to really start moving. And the last and final thing is, for Barbara and I, that we just have peace every day. Because every day, you know, when you wake up, every day is a blessing. But every day can also be a challenge. You know, side effects are no fun sometimes. So, I'm done. It's good to be back after 8 months. Are there... Oh, no, of course not. Is there snacks back there? Okay. Barb? Your part is.
Can all of you just extend your hands out to Rob and Barb? Father, we thank you, O Lord, for the hope that we have in you, O God. And we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of one another's story, O God. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to rest your spirit strongly upon this family, O Lord. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that you would continue to work through Rob to impact many lives. Lord, we even recognize that even in this, you have obtained great glory. Yes. And many lives were touched. And Father, we pray that the seeds that were planted in the hearts of all the people that he encountered would bring forth great fruit. And Father, I pray that it would all be counted counted as righteousness, O Lord. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that you walk with us through the valleys, O Lord. Lord, be glorified. Continue your healing work in Rob's life, O Lord. We pray again for peace for his household, that he would wake up every morning with joy overflowing within his heart because of the goodness of who you are. Lord, we thank you. We say, be glorified. And Lord, we agree and state together confidently that we know that Rob's work is not yet done. And Lord, that plethora of souls that he is to bring into the kingdom, Lord, we say, let it come. Be glorified, my Lord, in your holy and mighty name. Amen. Yes.
And Father, we just take authority over this rash in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Lord, that his, even though it's not supposed to, that his immune system would work and not turn against himself. Lord, that this side effect would be gone, that he would not need to be on a steroid. We pray, Father, that you would reverse this now in Jesus' name. And Lord, Rob is a son of encouragement and of consolation. And so we just speak life and breath into the Barnabas Project, Lord God. Father, that this thing will happen miraculously and suddenly, Lord God. And Father, that it would be a prototype for many others. Lord, I just see this as being not just for here, but Lord God, that you have a bigger picture. And I thank you for my brother and my sister, Lord God, who have not once railed against you through this whole time of trial, but have given you the glory. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless them and bless them and bless them again, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.